WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today, we're diving into something super important, emotional healing, and how those ancient Stoic techniques can actually help us bounce back from tough times. Ever feel like you're just drowning in a sea of emotions? You know that feeling when life throws you curveballs and you're left feeling overwhelmed, maybe even broken? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But here's the cool thing. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, learning to navigate them, and ultimately finding peace amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. Imagine you've got a super powerful ship, but you haven't learned how to steer it. Emotions can be like that, they are part of the human experience, but without the right tools, they can take us for a wild ride. Stoicism gives us those tools, man. It equips us with strategies to not just survive, but actually thrive in the face of adversity. So, what are some key takeaways from this wisdom-packed philosophy that can help us heal? Number 1. Accept your reality. Sounds simple, right? But it's powerful. Stoicism teaches us that dwelling on things we can't control just makes things worse. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. Think about it like this. You can't change the weather, but you can choose to put on a warm coat and enjoy a cozy day inside with a good book. Number 2. Practice self-awareness. Stoics were all about understanding their own emotions, where they came from, how they impacted them, and how to manage them effectively. Take some time for introspection. Journaling, meditation, or even just quiet reflection can help you get in touch with your inner landscape. Number 3. Reframe your perspective. When things go south, it's easy to fall into a spiral of negativity. Stoicism encourages us to challenge those negative thoughts and look for the silver lining. Remember, every experience, even the difficult ones, can be a learning opportunity. Number 4. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, this one is huge. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can shift your entire outlook. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a good conversation with a loved one. And finally, number 5. Remember that you're not alone. We all struggle, and it's okay to ask for help. Lean on your support system, talk to a therapist, or join a community of like-minded individuals. You don't have to go through this journey alone. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years ago, I went through a tough breakup. I felt devastated, lost, and utterly alone. My world seemed shattered, and for weeks, I just wallowed in the sadness. But then, I stumbled upon Stoicism, and it was like a lifeline. It wasn't easy at first. There were days when I struggled to accept my reality or find the strength to keep going. But slowly, I started applying these principles. I began focusing on what I could control: my own actions, my thoughts, my well-being. I practiced self-compassion and reframed my perspective, remembering that this heartbreak was a temporary setback, not the end of my story. And you know what? It made all the difference. It didn't erase the pain, but it helped me navigate it with more grace and resilience. I learned to see beyond the immediate hurt and focus on the lessons learned, the growth opportunities, and the future possibilities. So, how can we take these insights and turn them into action? First off, commit to a daily practice of self-reflection. Even 5 minutes of journaling or quiet contemplation can do wonders. Remember those key takeaways. Accept what you can control, cultivate self-awareness, reframe your perspective, practice gratitude, and know that you're not alone in this journey. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about developing emotional intelligence and finding inner strength. It's a journey of continuous growth and learning, and I encourage you to embark on it today. Share your thoughts with me. What resonated with you most? Have any Stoic practices that have helped you through tough times? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Use #StoicMentalArmor to connect with other listeners. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.